And we want to welcome you in tonight to the fastest 2 hours in radio at YSR, as we have got a very big show ahead as we gear up for the start of the college football season, and certainly tremendous anticipation with the college football playoff as it makes its debut in 2014. We're going to start things off tonight in the Big 12 Conference, heading to Fort Worth to visit with TCU's head football coach, and that is Gary Patterson, who is back by popular demand. It's great to have you with us tonight on this Friday at Yahoo Sports Radio. How are you, Gary?
I'm great, Alyssa. How are you? Everything good?
Absolutely. We're doing fantastic. And I want to quickly recap for all of our listeners. The 2013 season, last year you guys finished with a 4-8 record overall, 2-7 in Big 12 conference play. And there is no doubt last year, Gary, it was a long season. It was difficult. And it was very uncharacteristic of the teams that you've had in the standard. As you evaluated those results, what were the biggest offseason goals and objectives that needed to be addressed?
Well, win more games. You know, we lost 5 games by about a total of 11 points. And so you've got to, you know, find a way to make those 4 or 5 or 6 plays that that would change that around. And, you know, we have most of our team coming back. So for us, you know, everybody, you went back. I started with myself. What could I have done? Obviously, you know, we changed a little bit of philosophy on offense. We felt like to even the playing field a little bit. In this league, you've got to be able to score points. You've got to be able to really move the football up and down the field. And obviously, we got to keep doing on defense what we've been able to do the first 2 years in the Big 12. So outside of that, you know, we don't feel like the system was broken. You know, we were too close in too many ball games. And so we're going to keep doing what we do and find a way to come on the other side of that scoreboard.
Well, Gary, of course, this is your 14th season as the head coach. You are the all-time winningest coach. You've won over 73% of your games. In fact, you rank 7th nationally among active coaches. How difficult was that for you to stay positive when things weren't going your way?
Well, you know, obviously, you're used to it. You put your kids, you know, they have to get used to it. You know, when they're not accustomed to those kind of things happening, and how do you change them? And I think what you do is you've got to stay from the top. From myself and then our staff and you know, stay the course and do the things you need to do, and all the way to, you know, even the last ball game of the season of having a chance to win, you know, in the final seconds. You know, I think those are kind of sometimes tougher than blowouts. And so for us, you know, we've been together for a long time, so we've been through the lows and the highs, and understanding you got a great university, a great thing to sell, great kids, good players, great degree, and so you know, we backed it up and got out of season, and the only way I know how is to go right back to work and make sure that anything that we screwed up, we need to tweak, would make us better. So we looked around the nation and asked a lot of questions and you know, changed a couple of things. But as a general rule, you know, the foundation stayed the same.
Well, Gary, you're exactly right, because you did not waste any time. You made some swift changes in terms of with your coaching staff. You have the addition of 2 new offensive coordinators. What can we anticipate? Tell us about Doug and Sony.
Well, number one, you know, they come from, you know, I'm a guy that believes you go to places when you want to learn something that they've done more with less. You know, both Oklahoma State and Texas Tech, both were these guys cut their teeth. Both have raised their programs. You know, the offense is. Sonny grew up as a quarterback, as a player, and as a coach under Coach Leach. That's been successful everywhere he's been. And then Coach Meacham being an offensive line player, and then also that, and then being a coordinator and running that style of an offense too, knowing that you can run the football, but really vertically challenge people. And I needed great recruiters in the Metroplex, and both of those guys have been, and they've been great. They're a great compliment to each other in their personalities and what they do, and they've really kind of bought into TCU's traditions and what we're about and the people. And so, you know, when you bring in good people to work hard, you know, usually all the rest of it goes a lot easier. So obviously we'll be judged by wins and losses and do all that, but they've been a pleasure to be around.
Well, they sound like, as you're talking about, blue-collar guys. They really get after it. How have they meshed in with your staff?
Yeah, it's been great, even from the very beginning. You know, again, when you have good people, they're considerate with others, and they know how to work hard, and that's one of the things we do here as a staff and everything else, and whether it's recruiting, dealing with people, or anything else that you do. And it's been a lot of fun. I think the community has embraced them. You know, their guys can get out and talk and be around people, and really people enjoy being around them, and they have great families, not only just their their immediate family, but, you know, their mothers and dads and everybody that have been a part of, you know, this area. So, you know, Sonny and all of them grew up where they grew up, close in West Texas, so it was very easy for them to be. They'd been to Fort Worth before.
The start of the college football season, it is just around the corner. We're going one-on-one with TCU's head football coach, and that, of course, is Gary Patterson. And obviously, Gary, one of the keys to your success, it starts at the quarterback slot, the quarterback position. A lot of speculation in terms of who will be that guy. Who's going to be your starting quarterback?
Well, you know, we're going to see. You know, we feel like there's five guys here, and really it's been, I think, a great summer. You know, Matt Jogo coming in and transfer from A&M has really been a guy that's ran this offense, and I think he's up the stakes for guys enough. You know, Trayvon we thought was a little big. He's actually lost from about 220 pounds to where he's about 205, 202, which looks faster and quicker than he's ever looked since he's been here. Then you put Zach Allen, then also the two freshmen, Foster Sawyer and Grayson Muhlstein, both highly touted quarterbacks coming out of high school, and all of them being here this summer. It's been fun. You can already tell just by listening to them that they're already meshing together, even from where we were in the spring, at the end of spring, to where we are now throwing the football, that the wide receivers, the running backs, and they really feel a lot better about where we are right now. Just listen to them when they come in. And so and then you get a chance to ask them questions. So I'm excited about, you know, seeing it myself when we start up on August 3rd and seeing how it goes. But, we're going to find the guy that we're going to find the guy that can help us win ball games. You know, has a swagger. They say good players make other people, or how you judge them is how they make, how well the other people around them play. And that's the guy that we need to find. How does that guy that makes everybody else play better and look better, and so we can win games.
Gary, tell us some more about Matt Jokel. Obviously, you have this new dramatic look offensively. I know Frog fans are fired up about him. He looks like he'll be quite an asset for your program, but you got to love the fact that this is a guy that spent the last 2 years backing up Heisman winner Johnny Manziel at Texas A&M.
Well, you know, Matt's just an unbelievable young man. You know, he's already graduated with a business degree from A&M. I think he's already taken the LSATs as far as, you know, I think if the NFL or the college and then the NFL situation doesn't turn out for him, you know, I think he wants to go to law school if he does that. And so, guy that comes in that knows how to, really likes to watch a lot of film on his own, likes to go out and throw receivers, you know, really he's come in with he changed schools, so he had an opportunity to be the starter. And so, you know, this is his final chance as a senior to do that. And, you know, he's run this kind of system before. You know, he's thrown a lot more balls in this system than any of the rest of the the quarterbacks have. And so for us, you know, he's really changed it. You know, his mom and dad, actually, they live in Arlington, but they have offices here in Fort Worth. They're part of his sister, played volleyball here at TCU. And so for us, it's, you know, it was a slam dunk. The whole family being in, they've already been Horned Frogs, you know, part of them. And for them to be around us and him to be out there really gives you a guy that's already seen a lot of different things from, you know, SEC defenses. And so it'll be fun. It'll be fun to see how the whole thing goes. You know, the competition level always makes everybody better, and I think already this summer it's already done that.
It's our 2014 preview on TCU Football with head coach Gary Patterson. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with much more at Yahoo Sports Radio.